Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our guest today, Dawn Ali from Clearwater Beach, Florida, is a remarkable woman with a great story. She's an internet mogul. She's done so many things online, and she's going to tell you guys how to make it happen. She's also going to tell you a little bit about herself before we get into the nuts and bolts of making it on the internet. Dawn, you there?
I'm here. Hi, Big.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Been fighting a little cold, so you might hear me coughing a little bit here and there. Just want to pre-warn you, but I have some water here next to me to help clear my throat if anything happens. But other than that, I'm feeling good, and I'm blessed, so I'm glad to be here with you on the radio.
Wow, well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate all the other big thinkers who come on to assist our listeners. But before we get started, how can people reach you?
Okay.
If I wanted to reach Dawn Ali, where would I do it? How would I do it?
Okay, I'm going to give you my two website addresses. My first website is www.mostbeautifulist.com, and that is spelled most, like the word most, and then beautiful, and then est.com at the end. And then the next website is ifablackwomancananywonecan.com. And the other name for that website is my first and last name, which is dawnali.com, dawnali.com. And my email addresses are on the websites.
Okay, great. So for all those out there listening, you know exactly how to reach this dynamic woman right now. And let's start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I was born and raised in California. I came from a family that was about 60% Christian and maybe about 40% Muslims. So I came from like a strong religious background type of family, which led me on the path to getting married as a really young adult and immediately having two children back-to-back 1 year apart. When I married, an abusive man. I didn't tell anyone about it because I was embarrassed about it.
That's a shame. And you know that we see that a lot going on in relationships where it's that embarrassment. So how did you fight that, or what did you do to get out of that situation? And what would be your advice, you know, for another woman who may be facing this that's listening to our interview tonight?
Well, it took me 5 years to finally get the courage to leave. And the bad part about staying in something like that is that it keeps you down. You're never able to achieve any of your dreams. But on the flip side, what ended up happening is that he actually, after I got the courage to divorce him, he actually ran away with my son, and I have not seen him for actually 15 years now. Next month will be 15 years since I've seen my son. I have been I've been blessed, though, to have been in recent contact with my son. I know where he is now, and God willing, we will be getting together in July of this year. He will be 18 next month, so we've been blessed to have made contact since then.
Were you able to? Was that contact made actually through the internet?
No. That contact was made basically. His family finally got in touch with me. I have spent years trying to get him private investigators, and everything just led to a dead end.
Wow.
Because I believe he changed his name, my ex-husband. I believe he changed his name. Anyway, no, his family finally got in touch with me. They got in touch with me through people that me and my ex-husband knew. And then they found people that knew my mother, and those people contacted my mother because people had heard the story.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that sounds like Dawn.
That's the perfect example of personal things as far as business. It's all in networking and making things happen.
Yes.
I'm happy that you were able to talk with your child and you know, set these things up so that, you know, it can, you know, even make your life better, as we all strive to better ourselves and to help other people. So I'm just thinking about this because it's funny how, you know, this networking led to your story and people finding out, and him being so young when he was gone, and here it is, the woman that you are today, and you're an educator, as I like to say it.
And at this point, let me just say this right quick, and then I'll continue on with my story. God just has a plan for all of us. And, you know, we may go through things that we may not like, but you never know what it is that God has planned for you. So I fought and I struggled and tried to find my son, and things didn't work out, but I knew I had to stay strong because I did have two more children. The first child that I had by my first husband, then I got married again and I had my last child, and so I had two daughters that I had to stay strong for. Unfortunately, in my second marriage, I ended up in another abusive relationship. I ended up in another abusive relationship, but I can say this, the good thing about this person is that at least he did support me with staying at home with my children and support me with starting my own businesses. Unlike the first husband, he didn't do that. He sabotaged every single thing, every dead-end job and every business endeavor I tried to start. So I always had that inside of me for starting my own business because I wanted to stay home and raise my children.
Wow.
And so after 5 years of being married to him, I finally left that, and I haven't been married since then. I left him for the final time at the end of 1998. In 1999, I developed a successful website called MuslimMarriageJunction.com. Within less than 2 years, I was making a lot of money online, working part-time from home. I had plenty of freedom. I felt good. I was enjoying my life. I was able to raise my children. I then started another website, which was also a singles and dating type website. It was called AfricanAmericansLookingForLove.com, also known as AALFL.com. And that was in 2000. And right when that business, that particular website, started to flourish, 9/11 happened.
Wow.
And like many other businesses, I basically went out of business several months after that. I just had a lot of business problems, a lot of issues, which is too long to get into right now. But so in 2002, I began going again from one dead-end job to another dead-end job, and just not satisfied with my life. By the end of 2005, which was around December 1st, 2005, I got laid off of a job. I had acquired a job as a mortgage loan officer. I had thought at that time that, okay, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. That's what I was thinking. But God had other plans for me. I got laid off around December 1st, 2005. From that point to about March 2006, I went into a depression. And then I finally, I just kept praying and praying for strength, because I knew I had to have strength in order to be able to raise my children. And I was just going through so much. I was losing my car. I was able to buy a home, because I had been in the mortgage industry, so I was able to buy a home. I had bought a home. I was going into foreclosure. I was going into my car was being repossessed. Just all those different types of things were happening to me. And so as of March 2006, I said, you know what? I think what I need to do is go back to what I know best, and that is creating online businesses and being my own boss. That's the time in my life where I had the most freedom and experienced the most joy, and just was able just to spend more time with my children, which was very important to me. So I didn't know what I was going to do. On June 18th, I heard a song called That Girl by Frankie J, featuring Chamillionaire and Manny Fresh. And the first line in the song says, "Welcome to the most beautifulest girl in the world pageant." I knew right then what I wanted to do. I went home and purchased a domain name, and I began creating a little basic website. It's basically like a little $9 website that's already created, and you just add your own little basic designs to it. You click from different things that they have to choose from. I couldn't do anything elaborate or anything like that. But right. My website was called the most beautifulest girl in the world.com at that point. And it was online beauty contest for women of all ages, shapes, and sizes. And it allowed them to stand toe to toe with each other and compete with each other. And so I had large women, tall women, short women, women over 40, women that were 18, women that were really, really dark, women that were really, really light, women from all over. And it became really popular. I had women writing to me all the time, thanking me. I was like, oh, well, I'm so happy that somebody is letting a woman like me to compete. It just makes me feel good to be able to do something like this. It makes me feel good that someone is willing to accept me when so many places won't accept me because I look this certain way. And I was getting like 60 emails a day from people, and so it was really becoming popular. However, it was becoming too much for me because my site wasn't automated. It was just a basic, cheap little site that I couldn't do anything with. So I found myself spending 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, putting people's profiles onto the website for the beauty contest. And I was like, you know, I can't keep doing this. This is not going to work. So I knew that I had to do something else. Unfortunately, I didn't have any money. I had two online beauty contests, and I knew I was on to something. I'm going to kind of fast forward the story. I don't want to get into all the details of what happened to me all through the end of 2006 and all through 2007, but I will say that I basically had to shut down the site temporarily. And by the way, I had named it to mostbeautifulest.com.
Okay.
And I had to shut it down around January 2007. Until I was able to get somebody to do the site for me, the type of site that I needed. And I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford to do anything to do it myself, and I didn't know how to do it myself, and I couldn't afford to pay anyone to do it for me. And so I just kept doing the things that I talk about in an e-guide that I now have. I just kept doing these things to get...
Now, you mentioned an e-guide that you now have, because I heard you saying earlier how you have become successful on creating businesses online. So this e-guide, this is an e-guide that you created and that showed how you became successful?
Yes, and it's very simple steps.
If our listeners want to pick that up, where would they go to get this e-guide?
They would go to ifablackwomancananyonecan.com, and you can purchase it right online right there. However, I am actually offering a special to the listeners. I'm giving it away for half price.
Wow.
So for just $19.99, you can get my e-guide, but you can't get it at the website for $19.99. It's $39.99 on the website. But if you email me within the next 48 hours, I will send you a link so you can pay online just $19.99. And you can email me. You can find my email on my website, or I'll tell you it now, too. It is MsDawnAli@gmail.com.
Now, when you say Ms., can you spell that?
Yes. That's MsDawnAli@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, okay. But where were we? Oh, I was telling you about I had closed down the website, and I just kept following all these simple steps. I wasn't giving up. I knew that I could build this. I knew that I could, but I knew I just had to make the right contacts. So I just kept following these simple steps over and over again, over and over, and finally, bam, bingo, I met the right person. And if you go to mostbeautifulist.com, you will see what I'm talking about when I say I met the right person. This site has been called the best-looking site on the Internet. It is absolutely beautiful.
And people, I want you to actually go out there and take a look at it, because I saw it. I was impressed. You know, I've seen a lot of things, and I have a lot of people approaching me with a lot of different things since I've have my online presence here, and mostbeautifulist.com is one of those things that I even had to keep my head up for, which is the song that she loves.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
All you big thinkers out there, keep your head up. Listen to this interview.
The black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh, and the deep of the root. Give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If don't nobody else care.
And that's what we do here on Think Big Radio. We care about our listeners. We care about our big thinkers. And that's why we're constantly putting people on our show that's going to help you to keep your head up, to get your revenue up, and to help another person. You're listening to Dawn Ali from Clearwater Beach, Florida, an internet mogul. She's now getting down into the nitty-gritty of how she has made her money online.
Okay, so anyway, when you go to that site, mostbeautifuls.com, make sure you have your speakers up so you can hear as well as see. The site is not only a beauty contest anymore for women, not only an online beauty contest. It has now become an online beauty contest for men and women. It is a social networking site now for all types of talents, models, rappers, R&B artists, rock and roll artists, etc. I also promote artists and models and all types of talent for free. All you have to do is go to that website and create your profile, upload your photos, and I may choose you, because I'm going to be choosing people on a continuous basis, all types of people. When you go to the website, you will see what I mean by promoting entertainers for free. Let's see. Anyway, so I acquired all this. I kept doing these simple steps over and over and over again, and it just drew more and more attention. I also just decided to pack up my bags and leave California and I moved to Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Wow. And what I've noticed about a lot of our big thinkers is that sometimes they had to leave a place to go to a place where they may not have known many people or just a couple of people to start their businesses. Do you think that that move is what helped make you get a lot further?
Oh, yes, 100%, and I'm about to tell you about that right now. The things that are happening right now is just crazy. And anyway, so after I moved, I decided to go ahead and create my e-guide. It's like, look at my life. Look at where I came from. I had been abused and on welfare and all these stupid dead-end jobs, working hard, no money, and just problem after problem after problem. One thing that I'm going to tell everyone, your mindset has to change too, and you can't stay in abusive relationships because that holds you down. Because you can't be live up to your full potential by when you are in toxic relationships. So that is like one of the biggest keys right there, is to get out of any toxic relationship that you are in. And just think differently. Think, I can do this. The dreams and the goals and the feelings that you have inside of you, you have to follow it. And in a minute, you're going to understand why I'm saying you have to follow it. Anyway, I created my e-guide, and it just tells people step by step, and it's called If a Black Woman Can, Anyone Can. And it's just step-by-step how I spent no money, and all of a sudden I have these assets that are worth a lot of money. I have people now. I have people constantly, every single day. I have young women write me, tell me that I'm their role model. I have people that write me and ask me if I can help them with business. By the way, I do personal coaching too, and if you're interested in that, email me, and we'll discuss that further.
And that email, once again, for those who are interested in the personal coaching?
Ms. Dawn Ali at gmail.com, MSDAWNALI at gmail.com. So anyway, I have people contacting me every single day with compliments, with questions, with, I have people now all of a sudden somehow I have become like some kind of talent promoter. People are wanting me to promote them. People are asking me how to get into the modeling industry. I have had several companies contact me within the last month or two. I have interviews for several radio spots, several television shows. Where people are setting up for me now to not only me be on the television show, but also bringing my talent onto the television show so that my talent can be promoted. And to top it off, just 3 days ago, just because of these simple steps that I keep doing, everything in that e-guide, I do. And like I said, it's free or very low cost. And I keep doing it all the time. And what happened, like about 3 days ago, I had a company, and I'm not going to say the name because we're not in contract yet, but just put it this way, a huge company in the modeling industry, very huge, and I guarantee you've heard of them, contact me, and they have actually invited me to be one of their mature models. They just opened up their mature modeling category, and they saw my advertisements, which allowed them to see me on the internet, see pictures of me on the internet, and just because of that, I'm now potentially getting into contract to also be a model. And I'm talking about a real model. And I never even was after that at all.
That's big thinking.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And okay. I'm gonna take it because there is a lot of money involved. there is also just so much, so many contacts from that. So I'm definitely going to take that. So anyway, my e-guide talks about that kind of stuff step by step. And that's why it's called If a Black Woman Can, Anyone Can, because it's so simple. It takes work. I'm not going to say it doesn't take work. And by the way, if you don't want to work, you can just forget about it. There is no such thing as just getting rich quick, not having to do anything. But if you are tired of the 9-to-5 job, or not even 9-to-5, nowadays people work 12 hours a day and two jobs, working 12 hours at one job and 6 hours at another job and only sleeping for a few hours and have no personal life, have no family life. If you want to get out of that and don't want to be stuck in that type of rat race like that for the rest of your life, you want to spend more time with your family and friends and have more money and just feel better about yourself on the inside, then you really do need to look into creating your own businesses. And my e-guide does give you ideas on types of businesses that you can create. And even if you have a business right now, it tells you, like, how to really get the word out there for free or for low cost with your business that you have. It also talks about how you can – you may not even have the right type of business. And it also talks about some of the businesses that are like pretty much sure money makers. So that's another reason to get the guide. And I also give you ideas for making money even with other people's products and websites. You may not want to start your own business. I'll admit that it's not necessarily for everyone, but I do recommend it. But, you know, everybody is not at that point, and or don't have what it takes to really commit to it right now. So, but maybe want to increase your money. I talk about different ways that you can make money from other people's products and things like that. And by the way, if you go to ifablackwomancananyonecan.com and just scroll down a little bit and look to the left, you'll see a link to the left that says something like make money, make dollars multiple ways, make $100 over and over again. And it says click here. That is the absolute best program I have ever ran across on the internet that that you can make money without having to create a program. Without having to create your own product or your own website or whatever. It's totally turnkey, totally automated. It does take a little bit of work, but it is like the absolute best. So if you're looking for a way to make money online with someone else's program, click on that link and join that program. And
I'm glad, Don, that you brought up a couple of key factors for people who are out there thinking about starting their own businesses. And one was definitely that it takes work. And one of the things that we even notice with companies that people might get into that are, you know, networking companies is that they'll tell you, oh, talk to these people and this is how it does. But if you're, like you said, someone that may not need to start or be at that point to start a business, you can't get into your own business with an employee's mentality. And especially if you are the type of employee who always says, that's not my job.
Right, yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, definitely. How can everybody reach you? Let's get that out one more time. If I wanted to reach Don Ali, how would I do that?
Okay. There are several ways to reach me. You can email me at msdawnali@gmail.com. You can go to mostbeautifulist.com. That is www.mostbeautifulist.com. Oh, and by the way, I didn't tell you this earlier. It also has a short name to it, and it is www.mbtalent.com. mbtalent.com. B as in boy. And you can reach me on my – and that's for the modeling and the talent and the beauty contest and the live events and all that stuff. And then on my personal website, which is my e-guide, If a Black Woman Can, Anyone Can, that website is ifablackwomancananyonecan.com, and it is dawnali.com, dawnali.com.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. What would be the biggest amount or the advice that you would say would help our listeners to most when they decide to take on a project of this type of magnitude, or just a project that's going to take them into another level of thinking and another level of learning and another level of earning? What would be your biggest advice?
I think I have two pieces of advice, and I think they're both equally as important. One is patience. Just keep on doing it. Just don't give up, because it's easy to give up because you don't see results really quick, because you're thinking, oh, I'm supposed to be making a lot of money right now. You know, I'm supposed to be an overnight success. It just doesn't happen like that. It takes time, and it's like a seed. It's like a fruit. It's like a tree. You plant the seed, and then it starts to sprout above the ground. At first, you don't even see it doing anything. You don't see any sprouts coming above ground at all. Then all of a sudden, you see a little something. You might get one cell, and then all of a sudden, you may not get another cell for another month. But it's working, so just keep doing what you're doing. You have to be patient. And the other thing is, I know everybody has heard this, but it's really about your thinking process. The thinking process has to change, and I talk about that in the e-guide. And that's why I call it an e-guide, not a book, because I'm trying to help guide people and, you know, just teach you what I have learned and share with you what I've learned. And your thinking process has to change. And I think a lot of people may not really know what that means, but one is, like, you have to believe that you can do something more, that you're not stuck in a rut, and that your life wasn't just meant to be whatever way it is right now. If you're not satisfied with it, you are great, and you can be whatever you want to be. I know you heard that over and over again, and it's true. So when you have to keep thinking that. Whenever you get depressed, you have to keep putting that back in your mind, and you have to keep fighting those demons that keep telling you you're nothing and that you can't do anything. You have to be strong. You have to keep on. You have to keep on going and just changing your thinking process. And a good way to help change your thinking process too is being grateful, and being grateful and thankful. Because in my opinion, I think that when we're not thankful for some of the smaller things, and they're not even necessarily small things, but we may think that they're small things that God has blessed us with, then it's like, well, you're not even grateful for this. What makes you think you're going to be grateful if I give you more? So I really think that is so important, is to have an attitude of gratitude. I'm sure you've heard that, and don't take that lightly. It is extremely important. Those two things really helped change my life.
And, you know, we're so glad that we have big thinkers on like you who can come and share, you know, these principles with our listeners and other big thinkers, because we truly know about being grateful. We started this year out on Think Big Radio, where the host came on and thought, we thanked everybody that was before us, and we also just implemented at the end of every month to do what's called a shout out, but thanking all of our guests who have come on, doing a brief summary of everybody who was on, saying thank you to them, so that, you know, at least once a month you can know everybody that was on, for those who were just tuning in and just happened to catch that show before they go back through our archives. I am glad that you even considered becoming a part of our team, being known as the educator, to get this type of message out there to people who, you know, are looking.
I can't wait to my first show on Sunday. I'm very excited about that. I'm glad that you invited me to be a host on your show. I'm very thankful for that, and I can't wait. Thank you for that.
We're thankful also. And that's what we do. Every now and then we'll have big thinkers come to us, or we'll reach out to big thinkers if we see that they can, you know, really help and assist people. And you happen to be one of those types of individuals. I don't even know what to ask you. This interview has been going great, and you shared a lot of things. How can people get in touch with you again? Just one more time. We don't like to be redundant with that, but we definitely like our interviews to be able to be reached, no matter what point of the show someone may happen to come in on.
Okay. I'm going to give you another email this time, because I have a lot of emails. Another email that I have is mostbeautifulist@gmail.com, and that is M-O-S-T, B like boy, E-A-U, T as in Tom, I-F-U-L-E-S-T, @gmail.com. And if a black woman can, anyone can, .com, DawnAli.com, mbtalent.com, and mostbeautifulist.com. You can find my email on any of those websites.
Now, one of the things...
You can also reach me on MySpace, too, by the way. You can go to myspace.com/beautyandpassion, and that is my personal MySpace email. Not MySpace, but my MySpace page, and I have a business MySpace page, myspace.com/mostbeautifulist.
Now, one of the questions that I want to ask you about your mostbeautifulist.com is, you didn't mention this, but it appears that you're also going to start hosting Most Beautifulist shows all across the country. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I created and registered a concept called mostbeautifulist.com Live Red Carpet Events Tour. And I actually did do one show, because I did it all by myself, and I did it in Miami. And this is when I still lived in California. I did it all by myself. I didn't make money off of it, but I did have...
Don, are you there? Don, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, we just had a quick glitch in the system. That was, sometimes those things happen. We're not working in... perfect society, and we have to always continue to keep working. So the last thing that I believe our listeners heard was that although you didn't make any money off of it, it was part of the ways that you were able to start moving on to bigger things. So can you carry on from there?
Yeah, and people realize, too, when you first start doing something, you're not going to make, you know, money off of it right away. It's a learning process that you have to go through. And I learned a lot from it. So I actually learned what went into doing a live event. The live event will begin, again, probably around the end of this year. The website, by the way, mostbeautifulist.com, when you go there, you will see it, but it is not completely reopened again, because it's just been so many changes and so many additions and getting it right so it can hold the traffic that is going to be coming to it. So it won't fully open until April 1st. So in just a couple of weeks, it will be opening up. And after it opens up, for several months, and after I do the heavy promotion and advertising and the different radio stations and the television shows and stuff like that, then Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Then we will get ready for the mostbeautifuls.com live red carpet events tour. And what that tour is, it is an 8 to 10 city show around the country held at upscale venues such as classy hotels inside of the ballrooms or upscale nightclubs,
okay,
large ones. And it is a combination of a beauty contest fashion show. The host will be a comedian. And during the show, it'll be about a 2.5 hour show. During the show, there will be a short live musical performance, and at the end, there will be a party with a DJ. So that is what that is. And then at the end, then we will have the finales. And I don't know right now where the finale will be. I had originally thought Hollywood, California, but I had actually had an offer to actually bring it to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
So I don't know right now where the finales will be. And then anyway, that person will be crowned Most Beautiful 2009 or whatever year it is. And also at each event, there will be a model casting call. So we'll also seeing models before the show even starts.
You've got big thinking covered from the first letter in the alphabet to the last. And I hate to get to this part, but we are actually at the very end of the interview. We have about 3 minutes left. And one of the things that you brought up earlier that we always ask is, who would you like to thank?
Well, of course, I'm thankful to God for bringing me this far and for everything. But I want to thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I was kind of shy. I didn't want to do it and everything, but I'm glad that I did. I am thankful for Sterling for having my back and making my websites for me. Boy, when you see the these websites, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And then a friend of mine, Roberto, who's also there from the beginning and who just always had my back, always helped to keep me motivated when the times were hard and just keeping it going. And when I couldn't find anybody to do the website for me, when I absolutely didn't have any money and I was getting evicted from my house and actually being homeless for a short period of time. And so he was always there to help encourage me and kept me going on. And so I'm thankful to all of you.
You just heard Dawn Arliss, Clearwater Beach, Florida, Internet Margot, speaking on how she got out of poverty, made money online, and how she can also assist you. This big thinker just gave us a great interview, and as always, our interviews are archived, so you'll be able to listen anytime to really get those tips that she's been telling us the night on. We're going to end this interview with a portion of Tupac, Keep Your Head Up, for this last 45 minutes. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need it. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I need.
You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing.